I mean, you look around this world and you might get a lot of news in the United States of America. It might not be too good. You look overseas and there's this war going on. There's this killing going on. There's taxes are going up and all these different news stories. You know, me and my son were sitting there watching the news. I don't watch the news too often, but must have been about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were watching the news, and my son brought up an interesting fact. He says, why is all the news bad news? Every time you watch a newscast, there's no positive news on there. It's always bad news. I don't know why. I guess because bad news probably brings in the ratings. Nobody wants to sit around and hear about all the good things that are going on in the world. But good news from a far country. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all that you have blessed us with. Thank you for giving us life and health and strength, Lord. And Father, we are incomplete without you. We are needy people, Father, so we come to you tonight and we pray that you would speak to us. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would have liberty to say what needs to be said and deal with hearts. And I pray that the seed of the Word of God would fall upon good ground. I pray that if there's anyone here who is not saved, they don't know you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior, they would get this straightened out tonight, and they would be saved tonight. Lord, please speak to us. We love you and pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So good news, he says, from a far country. He says, just like cold waters is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. There might be a lot of good news in the world today. You might think about things that you have heard over your lifetime. You thought, man, that is good news. That's great. But you know what? There's always something bad associated with that good news. You think about maybe you say, good news, man, we just bought a house. We bought a house. We got it, man. That is great news. It's good news to buy a house. But guess what? Now you got 30 years to pay for it. Yeah. Starts bringing a frown upon your face. Oh, now I've got to work on the plumbing. Now I've got to pay taxes on it. Now I've got to take care of it, and I'm going to be trapped with this thing for 30 years. Good news has some bad news associated with it. You might think, well, good news, we're having a baby. We're going to have a boy. Man, isn't that great? Yeah, now I've got to change diapers on that thing. Man. Now I've got to save up for college tuition. I've got to raise that boy or that girl for 18 years. I'm going to be worrying about it, man. Good news, but it's not true good news. It's always good to have a baby. Think, man, good news, they just came up with a cure for some kind of illness that nobody else had cured before. Cancer or some kind of illness like that. Man, that's great news. Man, I'm not going to die from that illness anymore. But the bad news is in a few years you will die. You know, you're going to die of something, whether it be old age. There's always bad news associated with it. But you know, there is some good news out there that does not have bad news associated with it if you receive it. And that's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the news right there that, man alive, I tell you what, it's eternal. You can't look on down the road and say, man, I think on down the line there might be some bad news associated with the gospel. With the good news, hey, there's nothing like that. Hey, it's eternal. It'll last forever. I mean, our world today is just withering away in poverty and hatred and all of these different things. But what our world needs today is our world needs good news. Just like that thirsty man who's looking for a cold drink of water. That's what our world needs today. It needs the good news. But hey, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is true good news. It's the cure for every disease known to man. It's the cure for death. It's the cure for every political problem out there. It's the cure for every weather problem out there. All of the hurricanes and everything out there. You know what? The good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, hey, it's the cure for all of those things. And you're not going to find anything bad associated with it. It's called the gospel of the grace of God in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 24. Now, God called out the Apostle Paul to go out and preach that gospel. It was given specifically to Paul, and he went out and he preached the gospel of the grace of God. Aren't you glad this evening that you have the grace of God bestowed upon you if you're saved here this evening? If you don't have the grace of God, I tell you what, you ain't got nothing but bad news. Because you're going to live this life and you're going to work and you're going to sweat and you're going to toil and they're going to put you in the ground and then you're going to wake up in hell one of these days. Now that's bad news. It'd be bad news to work all your life and then end up in hell, wouldn't it? No good results at the end of that. But Paul went out and he preached the gospel of the grace of God. That is this. You cannot work for your salvation. You cannot be good enough in order to get into heaven. You cannot work hard enough in order to gain favor with God. The grace of God comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was buried and he rose again the third day. And if you'll receive that and you'll believe it and you'll come to God in repentance, you can be saved. And you can acquire the grace of God here this evening. So the grace of God, that is the good news. Now you think about the word gospel. The word gospel simply means this, the good news. That's what it means. And that's what Paul went out and did. He went out and he preached the gospel. So it says in our text here tonight, it says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. We want to look at the different aspects of this good news. We want to look at the person of the good news, the place of the good news, the power of the good news, and the potential of the good news here this evening. Now you think, the person of the good news. I thought good news was words. Did you know that Jesus Christ is called the Word of God? The good news is a person. It's not a creed. It's not a law. It's not a religion. It's not any of those things. It's a person. And that person is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is called the Word in John chapter number 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's the good news. That is the good news. Hey, in a nutshell right there, it's just Jesus Christ. It's a person. It's a person. You think about, well, maybe it's a law. Maybe it's a rule. Maybe it's a regulation. Did you know none of those rules and none of those regulations and none of those laws can change hearts? I mean, you had the most comprehensive set of laws in the Old Testament that was ever given to mankind. And guess what? It did not change one single heart. You know what's wrong with our country today? It's not that it needs more laws. It's not that it needs more rules. And it's not that it needs more regulations. What it needs is a changed heart. That's exactly what it needs. Now, I'm not against laws, and I think laws are good. But the reason that there are mass shootings out there in schools and bars and all these different places is not because we need more gun laws. Amen. The problem is that men have wicked, wicked hearts. That's the problem. The problem, the reason that we have homosexuality running rampant and lesbianism running rampant in our society today is not because we need more laws. Amen. The problem is on the inside of the heart. You know, God looked down, the Bible says that God looked down at the heart of man and that was totally and completely wicked here this evening. You know that you must look at your own heart the same way before you can be saved. You must recognize the wickedness in your heart and come to God in repentance before you can be saved. So the good news is a person. It's Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can change your heart. So God looked down and he said, man, these people need a change of heart, because that's the real root problem, is a change of heart, not more laws. Now, I read one time in the Old Testament that there are 613 laws in the Old Testament. Now, you'd think that really straightens the people out, wouldn't you? Didn't do it. The Bible tells us that the law was weak through the flesh. Yeah, amen. The problem was the flesh was too sinful and would not keep all of those laws. Amen. So God sent His only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. That's why God sent His only Son, is to change your heart. Did you know that's what salvation is? Yes. Salvation is not just confessing something. Salvation is a change of heart. Because God looked down at us, He said, man, they need a change of heart. They need something on the inside that will change them from the inside out. That's what people need. They are thirsty for a changed heart. They are thirsty for change. Looking around, they say, man, we see poverty, we see hatred, we see all of these different things. What do we need? We need a changed heart. We need the gospel from a far country. You're not going to get it in the United States. You're not going to get it over there in Africa or China or anywhere else. It's going to have to come from a far, far place. Amen. It's going to have to come way outside of the solar system, way outside of any place else. It's going to have to come from eternity. Amen. Now, do you know that's where Jesus Christ came from? Jesus Christ came from eternity. He came from the far country. Amen. He is the good news. He's like a drink of water to a thirsty soul. That's Jesus Christ. And that's what our world needs today. So the good news is not more laws. The good news is not a religion. Hey, come join our religion. Come join this. Come join that. Come confess this creed. Come do this. Come do that. I'm not against religions. Hey, we're a part of a religion. But what we need Jesus Christ. Amen. We need our hearts changed. And that's what salvation is. It's the good news. So do you have Jesus Christ here this evening? Have you ever received Him, not in your head, and believe, oh, well, yes, I believe these facts about Jesus Christ. He was once a good man and all these things. But have you received Him as your Savior? Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Because that's what's going to bring about the change of heart that changes your life and saves you and saves your soul. The good news is a person. It's a person. In the beginning was the Word. The Word. It's Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. It's a person. And we must have a change of heart. The law was good and it was right and it was holy, but guess what? With it brought sin and condemnation and death. Why? Because we could not keep it. We could not keep it. So the good news is Jesus Christ, and He came from out of this solar system. You remember the announcement of the virgin birth? Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. How's a virgin going to have a child without a man? It's going to have to be something supernatural, amen? Not going to happen naturally. So there it is. Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Capital W, Word of God. Do you have the Word of God here this evening? Now, I know you've got the small W in your lap, but how about the capital W, Word of God? Have you been saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? He is from the far country. Jesus Christ is the good news in person. The gospel. Jesus is the good news. Now, He came from the far country. He came from heaven above. The angel Gabriel announced His birth. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Matthew 1:18 says, when His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child, not from Joseph, but from the Holy Ghost. That's where He came from. Outside of the solar system. I tell you what, He's called the second Adam in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. The second Adam. You know what happened to the first Adam, don't you? He fell because of transgression. God set up a law, said, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what did He do? He fell into transgression. He was at the height of glory, had never sinned before, had never told a lie, did not know what it was like to disobey God. He was a king over all the earth. He was in control of all the animals. He was in control of creation. But yet, He fell all the way down. And with it, He brought you and me and all of the rest of creation with Him, including this big ball of dirt that we're living on and all the animals in it and the weather and all the trees and everything else fell with it. You know, I was reading a story about a couple of window washers over in Manhattan, 2007. Used to go all the way up to these top of these skyscrapers, go up there and wash windows. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that the One World Trade Center is 104 stories high. These two guys were brothers. I believe their last name was Moreno. And they used to get on scaffolding and go up the top of skyscrapers and wash windows. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm afraid of heights. I don't even like getting on top of the roof. So they go up there. They got up to a 47th story. I don't remember what building it was on. 47th story, 2007, December the 7th, 2007. Bottom of their thing gave way. The bottom of their platform they were standing on gave way. And whew, down they went. 47 stories. One of the boys' names was Edgar. He died whenever he hit the pavement. One of the boys survived 47 stories. I believe that they said he could now walk again, but I can't believe that he fell that far. You know, Adam fell a long ways whenever he sinned. He sure did. And he brought all of us with him. Now, you know what happened? You know what Jesus Christ saw there? Or you know what God saw there? He saw we needed help. He saw that we were fallen creatures, and then he came down even further. He came all the way down from heaven and came down here to earth and became one of us. And willingly died on the cross and was our payment and our substitution on that cross for our sins. And then they took him off that cross and they put him in a tomb. He was there for 3 days and three nights, but then he came out of that tomb and he's alive now. Let me ask you something this evening. Is he your advocate? Could he stand in for you? Have you received him as your advocate, or are you your own defense attorney? You say, man, I think I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good person. Not good enough. Not good enough. You better receive Jesus as your Savior before you leave here this evening, because you're fallen just like Adam was. Like I said before, Jesus Christ is the second Adam. What did he do, man? He fixed what the first Adam messed up. He fixed it up. He did what was right. He passed all the tests. He never sinned one time. And he became mankind's substitution on the cross for our sins. Jesus Christ is the man from heaven according to his own words. He was talking to Nicodemus in John chapter number 3. And he said, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. He said, I'm not only down here, but I'm up there. I'm everywhere. So who can only do that but God Himself? Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. Hey, man, that's good news. Amen. That's good news. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, hey, we'd be in a fix. We'd be in a world of hurt. He said, I and my Father are one. He said, I came forth from the Father. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, God was manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God. He is God. Is He your Savior this evening? The fact that He came down from heaven gives Him power to do what we need. What do you need as individuals here this evening? What does the world need? What are they looking for? What can the good news do for you? What are we looking for? What is the craving? What is the thirsting that mankind is looking for here today? You know what people are looking for? They're looking for love. They're looking for unconditional love. You know where you get unconditional love from? The Lord Jesus Christ. You get it from God through Jesus Christ. You accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and I tell you what, He will love you unconditionally. And then He'll start changing you, and He'll start working on you. That's what people need. They need love. That's good news. That's what the good news will do for you. What else are people looking for? They're looking for fatherhood. Some people don't have fathers. They're looking for a father figure. You know what? The Bible says that God Almighty is Father to the fatherless. Through Jesus Christ, He can be your Heavenly Father. And He is your Heavenly Father. They're looking for fatherhood. They're looking for acceptance. They're looking for unconditional acceptance. We are accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted because of Jesus Christ. Because of that good news, we are accepted. Tell you what. What else are we looking for? We're looking for forgiveness, and we must have forgiveness. You know what kind of forgiveness we're looking for and you're looking for? I guarantee you, you're looking for forgiveness without somebody holding a grudge against you, aren't you? You know what God's going to do for you? If you accept Christ as your Savior, and if you are here saved today, you get forgiveness without a grudge. He's not going to say, well, I remember, so therefore you're not my son anymore. You're not my child anymore. No. That's not the way God is. Through Jesus Christ, you have full and complete acceptance and forgiveness without a grudge. As far as the east is from the west, so far as has He removed our transgressions from us. Hey, man, you can't beat that. Not a bit. People are looking for forgiveness. They're looking for all of those different things. What else are we looking for today? We're looking for grace, and we must have grace. Where do you get grace from? From the good news. From Jesus Christ. Where you get mercy from? Looking for mercy through Jesus Christ. That's right, sir. Mercy. We're looking for strength. We are weak. We are fallible people, aren't we? What does the Bible say? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's what people need. That's the good news for you. That's the good news. What do we need? Wisdom. because we are not all-knowing and all-knowing people. Jesus Christ has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. All of those things we get through Christ. And who is Christ? He's the good news. What else can we get? Assurance. We want assurance that he will never leave us and that he will never forsake us. We get that through Jesus Christ as well. That's good news from a far country. Good news from a far country. The psalmist said in Psalm chapter 63 and verse number 1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee. I'm looking for you. I want you. What do we need? We need God. That's who we need. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Gospel is the power of God. The good news is the power of God to restore mankind and fulfill his every need and desire. Powerful. Powerful for the resurrection. What did Paul say in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You know, one of these days when you rise up out of that grave, you will not be ashamed that you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. That you are the child of God, you will not be ashamed. None whatsoever. You know what else you won't be ashamed of? You won't be ashamed that you preached the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. That you told somebody else how to be saved. That you will see them one of these days up there in heaven because you told them about Jesus Christ because of the gospel. It is the power of God. John 1:12 says, But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hey, the good news is powerful. It's got the power for everything that you need. But you know what else it has? It's got some potential as well. And that's why we go out and we tell other people about Jesus. Because it's got potential. You know what the world needs? They need the gospel. You know why we send out missionaries? Because people need the gospel. You know why our world is in a mess? And why our country and our schools and our government are in a mess? Because people need the gospel. It has potential. It's got the potential to save their souls, to save them. That's what they need. It changes not only lives, but destinies. Change your destiny. It'll change your destiny from hell to heaven, from pain to gain. You've got nothing to gain. You've got nothing to lose by trusting Jesus Christ. It'll change your destiny. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is a gain. Now, why would he say that? Because he's fixing to go to heaven to see Jesus Christ. That's how he could say it. That's got some potential. Potential in the good news. Potential. John 3:18 says, he that believeth on me, on him is not condemned. Not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You know how many more sins you must commit in order to be condemned if you're not saved here this evening? Not one. Because you're already condemned. Amen. You're already condemned. It just takes one sin to make you a sinner, to make you condemned. So it'll change your destiny and it'll change your life. I tell you what, eternal life starts the day that you trust Jesus Christ. It doesn't start whenever you die and go up to heaven. It starts right now, the time that you trust Jesus Christ. You know what happens when people get in touch with the Lord Jesus Christ? Man, their life changes. You talk about the maniac of Gadara. You talk about a wacko. That guy used to cut himself. He used to jump in the fire and in the water. He used to hang out in the tombs. He was crying all the time. He could never stop crying. They could not bind him with chains. They put chains on him. He would break the chains. They could not control him. He used to run away everybody that came around him. And guess what? He came in touch with the Lord Jesus Christ. He came in touch with the giver of life. Amen. And what happened to him? He changed. After Jesus Christ got done with him, he was sitting in his right mind and had all of his clothes on. Before that, he was naked. You know what happens after you get saved? Something happens. There's something different when Jesus Christ gets a hold of you. If nothing happened, I don't know what to tell you. Because Jesus Christ will change your life. Totally change your life. I mean, He is the giver of life. He is the creator of the universe. And when you come in contact with Him, He'll change your life. What should we do with this gospel that we have? Good news from a far country that people are thirsting for and they need? What should we do with that? We should go out and give it to others. We should go out and be witnesses. What did Jesus Christ say? He said, go you into all the nations and preach the gospel, the good news to every creature. He said, go out and tell others. Go out and preach the gospel to others. Got to give it to others. You know what else we ought to do? We ought to live our lives in a way that would be pleasing to Him and that would honor Christ and bring honor and glory to Him. Because if people see Christians living like the devil, you know what? They're going to get the wrong kind of impression. And you might keep somebody from getting saved if you live that way. You know what Jesus Christ told His disciples? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's the duty of all believers here this evening. You know what I heard? I heard a quote one time, and you probably all heard it before. You are the only Bible that some people will ever read when they see your life and they look at you. You ought to preach it verbally. You ought to preach it with your life. And then you ought to give and help send missionaries out on the foreign field. We support missionaries. You can give to support them to go out to Africa, Indonesia, all the different places of the world. Hey, that's good news from a far country, out of this stratosphere, out of this world. So do you know about the good news? Have you received it? Are you saved here this evening? And how are you living your life tonight? Are you living it in a way that it would bring honor and glory to Him and pointing other people to that good news? Let's pray. Heavenly Father,